The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with my new friend, Samantha Siriaco. I'm sure I said that so wrong. Siriaco, we're going to go with that. This amazing young woman started Minute Maids March 2019, Elizabeth, New Jersey. How'd you get such a crazy last name and what brought you into the cleaning industry, my friend?
Well, actually, my last name came from my dad. It's actually Italian, but we're not Italian.
Someone up there is somewhere.
Yes, maybe if I do like an ancestry, I'll probably figure out we have a little Italian in me. But so I started my cleaning business because I was kind of like, you know, life came fast and I didn't know what to do. I had gotten to a car accident. I was on disability. And then I knew I didn't want to go back to work. Like, that disability just made me too comfortable and I had to figure something out. And at the time I was dealing with a guy, my boyfriend at the time, he was like, oh, don't worry about anything. Just, you know, I'll take care of you. It sounded good at the time, but I'm not that girl. So long story short, I had to figure it out. And I knew I didn't want to go back to work because I just hated working. So I've been OCD my entire life. I used to clean up for some friends when I was younger. I used to go to their house to play. And I'm like, we can't play in this mess. So I would literally clean their room. And after that, their parents would love me and I would come. And so I would, I just loved cleaning. So I figured, you know, maybe I can make some money off cleaning until I figure it out. And then I turned into a business.
Beautiful. I love that story. That said, what's going on in your world and how can I help you today?
So right now, 3 years later, it's going well. My business is going well, but I know I can always take it to the next level. So right now I transitioned from employees to contractors because I just was not having good luck with employees. And then I got pregnant. My daughter's actually she's actually 16 months this month. What? And I physically could not clean anymore. So I had to figure out a way where the integrity of my business wasn't going to be jeopardized and still be able to run a successful business. So what I did was I started scouting around for other cleaners that, you know, love cleaning just as much as I did.
We're getting a ton of background. What's going on in your world today and how can I help you right now?
So my main concern is attracting the right client. And I don't have a lot of money to spend because I know, you know, I had a really bad luck with Google Ads and I had bad luck with other things that just, I thought I was wasting my money. So I want to know how can I attract, also a little backtrack. When I had the employees, I did, you know, I lost a few clients and I want to know now that I have a solid five contractors and they're legit. They're great. I had get no complaints. They come in, they do what they need to do. How do I wanted to ask, would it be too much if I reached out to the clients that I lost and maybe like, I don't know, figure out something where I could possibly get them back?
So two things. I'll answer the second question first because it's a quick one. And then we'll dive into the kind of bigger answer of your first question.
Okay.
So one of the things we coach in our program is kind of the easiest to the hardest customers. And the easiest customers to sell stuff to to help improve their lives are the customers you have now. So you can find services or products they want. The second easiest, because they already know, like, and trust you. They're already set up to pay you. Everything's good.
Yeah.
The second easiest customer to sell to is a previous customer, right? We get all up in our heads about, oh, they left because they hate us, or there's just this big, like, you know, blood feud. And if we ever see them in the supermarket, it's going to be like, that's not the case. Usually it's they lost their job or they moved or you did a bad job or whatever, but it's like, huh, what? So oftentimes we'll make up a bunch of stories and maybe 10% of the people are like, F you and the horse you rode in on and you're not a fan. And they're, well, obviously don't call them back, but 90%+ of the time, it was just something going on in your life or their life. And it just wasn't a fit at the time. Of course, call them back. So first and foremost, yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times. Yes. Now again, only call the ones you want, right? Of the, you know, say you've lost however many clients any of y'all lost in your time. And by the way, for me, the more recent, the better, obviously not yesterday, but give them a month or two or three to kind of feel what their life would be like without you, whether it's commercial or residential. And oftentimes it's worse. And they're like, yeah. I miss that service, but there's a little pride, there's a little laziness. Who knows what it is? If you just call them back and go, I miss you. I love serving you. And we got some new contractors and I think we did a bad job. Would love the opportunity to help. And maybe throw in something. Let me do a free clean for you. Let me do something to make it a no-brainer. And that's the lowest hanging fruit. So short answer, yes, yes. 1,000 times yes, Samantha. I love where your head's at. So when you say, where can I get some low cost customers? Well, that's a great free spot right there. You can do that for free. Okay. Now let's get into the kind of maybe more, I don't want to say more universal because most of y'all out there have previous customers. So there's a free bonus episode within the episode. Call your customers, make it easy for them and realize if you don't hate them, they probably don't hate you. There's no, don't make up a bunch of weird stuff in your head. And even if they did hate you, great opportunity to apologize. Hey, Samantha, man, we did a poor job last time. It's been a couple months. I've been thinking about, I just want to call and say, I'm sorry. Everything okay in your life? Yeah. That's a good call. Whether they sign up or not, just that kind of karma versus.
Yeah.
That ain't going to hurt your life. Worst comes to worst, you have a nice conversation and someone feels a little better about you. Best case scenario, you're going to get a client. Okay. That said, let's talk. That's not scalable, right? Because all of us have a finite amount of previous customers. So once we've called them, that's kind of that. So let's talk how we can get a more scalable client load. And I love your verbiage of cheap or for free. I don't have a lot of money. I'm going to answer your question on how to do that. But are you okay if we kind of reset some of your thinking around that first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the thought progression you laid out for us, Samantha, is really common. So I'm glad that you said that because you are not alone. There are thousands of people listening right now that feel that same way. And that thought progression is, I had money, I spent it on advertising, I didn't have any luck with it. And now I don't want to spend any more money on advertising, which is kind of a lot of the, we've talked about this on the podcast before, two truths and a lie, right? So we'll say two things that are true. And then the lie. And if you just say the lie by itself, it's an obvious lie. But if you tell the two truths first, all of a sudden that lie doesn't sound so bad. So the lie is, I shouldn't spend any money on advertising. When I just say that, I want to grow my company, but I want to spend any money on advertising. It sounds asinine.
Ridiculous. Right.
But when you put two truths in front of it, I spent money on Google before. True. I didn't have any success. True. Therefore, I don't want to do any advertising. Well, now it doesn't sound so crazy, right?
Right.
So this isn't just for advertising. We do it with employees. Someone told me, they tried employees and it didn't work for them. I hired an employee once and it was a pain in the butt. Therefore, two truths, lie. Therefore, I need to clean for the rest of my life. Hold on. Wait, hold on. See, like we tell the truth first. It makes sense. But if you just say, I want a cleaning business, but I have to clean forever. It's like, well, that's insane. So anytime you have an assumption, try and yank it from the two things that you said before it, right?
Right. Like,
I want to divorce my wife. Holy crap. It's our 12-year anniversary. We're actually traveling right now. Feel very blessed to be able to be in her hometown.
Congratulations.
That's insane. But if I say she did this and she did that, when I get to, I want to divorce my wife, it's still crazy, but it may not sound as crazy. So try and take any statement you make aside from all the crap, the made up stories, right? So when we take out the stories of, I don't want to spend any money on advertising. Well, that's a lie. So if we're like, well, what's the two truths and what's the actual third thing? Spend money on Google. I didn't get a return. Well, we know I don't want to spend any money on advertising, but I still want more clients. It's stupid. So what we're really trying to say, the third truth is I'm afraid to waste money on advertising.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a crazy statement at all. Right.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to answer your question on how to do cheap advertising. But before we do that, I think a better question might be, how can I invest my money in advertising that is a positive return on investment?
Right.
So if someone, I've been asked by many salespeople in my 25-year career, what's your budget for advertising? Whatever they're, you know, trying to sell me some sort of advertising, go, well, it depends on what it works. If it works, my budget is infinite. If it doesn't work, my budget is zero.
Right. So
if the only data is this advertising costs 10 grand and this advertising costs 100, what's the better deal? Well, I don't have 10 grand, so the 100. Well, now let me give you more information. The 100 is going to give you nothing. The $10,000 of advertising will get you $20,000 of recurring monthly revenue today that you get paid on. All of a sudden now, the fact that you don't have 10 grand doesn't matter because you're like, well, I know I'm going to get 20 grand in cash in the next 30. I can find the daggum 10 grand, right? Mm-hmm. So I would, and I'm going to answer the question on how to do cheap advertising. But before that, what we really want is, how do I get advertising that's effective and has a positive ROI, positive return on investment? So I would much rather spend $10,000 on advertising that got me $20,000 in monthly clients than $100 on advertising that got me nothing. So are we cool with redefining kind of what we're looking for? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I want to make sure we do that and we'll cover well, we've covered, we've done 800 episodes now. There's tons of how to do paid advertising. So we're going to talk about cheap advertising, but I don't want you, any listener out there, just to go to cheap advertising because they've been burned before. They feel like they don't have any money. What you're really saying is, I don't have money for advertising that doesn't work, but we've got an infinite amount of money for advertising that does work. So start there, and then let's come to the free, because you're going to pay for advertising always. There's two, the only two things you can pay, time or money. Right. So,
right. And I don't have a problem. I just need to know that I'm going to see some of it back.
For sure. And I'm going to go with the cheaper free advertising, because that's what you ask. I just don't want to assume that's what we should all be asking. So, as long as feel free to, you and everyone listening, go to some of our other stuff on paid advertising. We've got two full-time paid stuff. And even with Jackson or Jared, we've done dozens, if not hundreds of episodes on how to do paid advertising. So we're not going to cover that now, but I still want you to understand that that's a more scalable deal, because if we agree you have to pay in time or money, well, if you have a positive return on your advertising and you're paying in money, your budget's infinite, right? If I put in $1, I get two. Well, now I can spend $2, I get four. Now I put, see, it goes forever and ever. But if your budget is time, very finite. We each get 24 hours a day. We have to sleep and eat and all that sort of stuff. So best case scenario, we get 16 hours a day, which God forbid we spend that, you know, whatever. So we have a very finite amount of time. Well, there's other people's time that costs money. We're back to the money thing. So if we're not spending money, which all that is, I'm going to pay a Facebook. All we're paying Facebook is, they're going, I've aggregated an audience and a bunch of eyeballs. Give me some money. I'll give you some. So we're just paying Facebook for their time. If you had an infinite amount of time, you could build your own group and your own platform that people came to. That just takes a crap ton of time, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime we give someone money, even if you're like, well, I'll use someone else's time, that's money. You're paying for that, right? So if we're like, no money, the only thing we have left is our own time. Because if we want someone else's time, we have to pay them for it. Or I guess you could beg a spouse or a friend or something, but that's still limited, right? The amount of people that you can pay time from is limited. So knowing we have a limited time, we can start there, but it's not a good way to scale. Or you have to be very good at it, where you can do, spend an hour and get hundreds of leads, right? That if you can't leverage your time, you're gonna be tough. So that said, if I was going for how do I get leads quick, I would ask another question. I would say, how do I identify who my best clients are and what their pain are? And how can I solve that pain with as little risk as possible? So before I started trying to get clients, I got to get crystal clear on who I'm trying to serve. So the way you're going to get new customers or leads, if your leads are stay-at-home moms that live in trailer parks, is going to be different than high paid single male attorneys who live in $1 million condos, which is going to be different than retired couples that live in a condo. Right. See what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times people start with, I did Facebook ads. How do I get leads? But they don't know who their lead is. So that's a fool's errand, right? Until you're really clear on who you grow my cleaning company. If you don't have a cleaning company, you don't want to grow, I got no interest in you. Nothing. Well, as a person maybe, but from a business standpoint, we got nothing to talk about. So you got to get crystal clear on who your customer is and what they want. And don't go for the superficial. They want clean stuff. They do not. They want to come home to a place that makes them feel good. They want a better relationship with their spouse. They want more time with their kids. They want to feel valued at work. They want to have a space, a workspace that inspires them. They want to have, see what I'm saying? You got to get what they really want. So once you are clear on who your customers and what they want, then you just have to find a way to give it to them with as little risk on their part as possible. So you could say, you know, a basic ad, and we'll stick with residential for you, but a basic ad would be, call now for Mother's Day cleaning, right? There's lots of risk. Like, well, I'd have to pay. I'm guessing I have to call. I've talked to a salesperson. They're going to want money. I got to let them into my house. And maybe at the end of the day, I'll have a slightly better Mother's Day because my house is clean. So that's not a great investment. If you say, so some people go get $25 off, but really they're like, well, I don't know what the regular price is. I don't know. I'm actually getting a thing. And now on top of all the risk of having to call and let somebody in your home and blah, 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 is the risk I'm getting scammed and I fell for somebody, you know, tricking me. People don't like that. But if you said do a free clean or a $97 whole house clean or something that's on its face a fantastic deal, you're taking the risk down. Also, as opposed to going sign up now for a free estimate, right? That's a lot of risk. If you say, give me your email address and I'll send you 5 ways to pick a cleaner for free. See how the risk goes way down. Mm-hmm. Client picking a cleaner for free is good, or picking a cleaner that's not going to let your cat out or has the right insurance or is not going to scam you. Now you're giving me something that I want and the price is the risk is coming lower. So if you can kind of, that's what I'm doing right here now. We've done 800 podcasts because millions of people go, well, hold on. if this guy's that good for free, is coaching, there's no risk to the podcast. You don't know me. You can't, I mean, obviously there's a little risk to you. You're here, but for the vast majority of people that aren't you and that are listening, there's no risk. They can kind of try it and they go, oh my God, that was a lot of value. I'd like to see what it would look like. What if this guy helped me? Right. So find a way to, and I know who my clients are because it's Grow My Cleaning Company. It's owners of people who have cleaning companies that want to grow. So if I just had a Mike's Coaching Hour podcast, well, who am I going to get? Nobody. I don't know what the heck, even if I did, what do I know? They want coaching on soccer, on business, on life, on, I don't know what the heck they're doing. So, short answer is ask a better question. How do I get a positive ROI on my ad spend as opposed to how do I not spend any money? Second, understand that you're going to pay for client attraction no matter what. It's either in your time or money, which is other people's time and effort or whatever you want to do.
Right.
Third, identify who your client is. Fourth, identify what their pain is. Fifth, get a message out there that offers to solve that pain with as little risk on their end as possible. So that would be the best kind of overview I can give you. Questions, comments, rude remarks?
No.
That sounds like a woman who has a question.
Well, right now it's not coming to my head, but it makes sense. It does make sense. Like I said, I don't have a problem spending money. I just don't want to waste my money. And I feel like, you know, with a lot of other outlets I took, I was wasting a lot of money.
Yeah. And I want to, one thing you said, I wanted to give you a tiny bit of pushback on, because I've heard it 1,000 times. It's not just to beat you up. It's for everybody else.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of luck with fill in the blank. Or I didn't have, I forget what your exact words were. I didn't have any luck or didn't, whatever. With
employees.
No. With Google or Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
What I want to go is you didn't have a lot of success because it wasn't done right. So if a lot of times, and it's so frustrating because I think we've been trained by Google or Facebook or direct mail or whoever's selling us ads, they're like, just give me, we're the key to the whole thing. Give me money and everything will be great. And we kind of buy that thing. And then when it doesn't work, we're like, we got scammed. But the reality is, I mean, obviously there's some scams out there, but I think Facebook, Google AdWords, YouTube ads, Instagram, like all these kind of big platforms that everybody knows about, pretty hard to say they're a scam because how are they this $1 trillion? You know, obviously it's working for someone. Yeah. So if I look around and go, other people are doing this successfully, I wouldn't go, oh, Google doesn't work, or that's what they say. Facebook doesn't work. I tried Facebook. It didn't work. It's not that Facebook didn't work because you can do it right. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Facebook and go, hey, I'm going to give you money to get a bad ad to the wrong people with an offer that's not compelling, Facebook will take your money. I promise you, they will cash it.
Yeah, for sure.
But is the reality that Facebook, quote unquote, doesn't work, or is the reality you know how to do it? So I would encourage, and honestly, that's what we do when we talk about it, it's either time or money. If you can figure it out on your own, God bless, do that. With enough time and some money, you can figure it out on your own. Or you can be like, well, screw that noise. I'm going to find an expert and pay him or her or them for their time and expertise. And as opposed to, you know, maybe like what I tell my clients is the biggest value I bring is I've made millions of dollars of mistakes over 25 years, got a bunch of gray hairs, and you can make smarter, better mistakes. You can pay, as opposed to having to pay millions of dollars over 25 years, you can pay me a smaller amount in a shorter time to make better mistakes today. So whether that's us or anybody else, one of the best ways to figure that out is find somebody who's actually getting the result that you want and have them help you. Right. And it's always going to cost money, right? So with Facebook, their goal is really to sell ads, and their secondary goal is to make sure that you get, I think they want you to have success, but primarily they just want to make sure your ad dollar cashes. So that doesn't make them good or bad, but that's not a good source for how to use Facebook. It's just a thing. If I was going to use Facebook, I might find a Facebook expert and say, can I pay you to help me become a Facebook expert? Because you're going to pay either way, right? You can spend the next weeks, years, months, whatever, in a bunch of your own money trying to figure it out. Or you can pay someone else who spent their weeks, months, years, and their own money figuring out. So when it comes to advertising, and by the way, what I'm not, the encouragement I would give you guys is I would find a coach, not someone that says they'll do it for you. Everyone wants it done for you, but the reality of that is either they know how to get their own leads, in which case they're not going to do theirs for you because it's too expensive, or they don't know how to do it. You know, like, oh, I'll do your socials for $100 a month, but they called you or emailed you and just like, shouldn't have we started this by social media? They don't know how to get leads on social. And you go, how many clients you get? And if they are honest, like 3. Okay. So you don't really know how to get clients on social media, right? but they're cheap. So we do those and we waste our money. Or you can find someone that might be $5,000 a month and they will daggum will get you clients because they actually know how to do it. But you're like, I can't afford that at my level. So what I recommend for most people, and also there's scammers out there, they'll just charge you down with the hell.
Yeah.
So if you get good coaching, now two things happen. One, you can do it on yourself, which is a little cheaper, right? As opposed to done for you, you can have someone that'll tell you what to do. And again, same thing. There's always scammers. You got to make sure, no matter who you're dealing with, you got to make sure they know what they're talking about.
Right.
And you know how you can know what they're talking about? They'll hopefully solve some or all of your problem for free up front with no risk. The exact same thing I'm telling you, they'll do for you. And you're like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about because he did a free thing. He, you know, perfect way. If I was trying to sell social media stuff, I'd be like, hey, I did a free review of your social media. Here's how many you have. Here's how many you could have. Here's how many leads you should be getting. Here's how many, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, okay, there's some right. value there. And then when I gave you a price to do it, you'd at least know. So the three options are figure it out yourself. Good if you have lots of time and money and a penchant for headaches. Yeah. Two, pay someone to do it for you. Good if you have money and you just need it done quick and you know someone that's good at that. The middle is do it myself, which is going to solve both, because now you can do it yourself until you have money. And then because you know how to do it, you can hire people. Like I was able to, we have two full-time paid traffic coaches on our staff. I was able to hire them because I spent a bunch of time and money knowing what the scams look like. And you know what I'm saying? You can accelerate that process by someone else's knowledge, and you can pay them for that knowledge in a lot of ways by paying them to do it, which I wouldn't recommend when you're newer, or paying them to teach you how to do it, which is nice because then you'll have that skill forever. Whereas if you pay someone how to do it and then you stop paying them, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how to do it, you can go forward. All right. That said, questions, comments, or remarks, or you get what you need?
No, that was pretty good. So I'm going to look into that. Definitely, for sure.
Cool. So for everyone out there that is like, hey, I need help, I want more of that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't even think we have anything for sale. You know what we have? 800 podcast episodes, a great on-demand training, a bunch of free stuff that goes, yeah. Hey, here's coaching and value for free. And for those of you like, holy heck, I want more than that. You can text me if you stay to the end, we share my text number, or you can go to the free on-demand training. We'll talk about how you can get in touch with one of our coaches, but everything we have on there is free. Go check it out. GrowingCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.